Life is a cabaret. Yes, it is. I agree with Luann. Life is a cabaret. So join in, you old chum.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We back,
and we're fluid. We're back, and we're fluid.
And we're flowing.
Oh, yes, we're flowing.
And fluid.
Oh, we're flowing and we're flowing.
Flowing.
Oh my God, you big water baby. I saw your pictures on Instagram.
Yes,
looking
honey.
So sexy.
Yes, you know what? I should have clipped
in
them off and
Mexico.
Sent them to News and Gossip.
Not exactly Miami.
Not exactly, but better.
But we're going to go to Miami tonight. Welcome to Miami. It is Real Housewives of New York City After Show for AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Hollywood Leanne.
Hey, guys, and I'm your girl, Chelsea Stark-Jones. So happy to be back.
I'm happy to see you.
Me too. I'm happy to see you too.
Ah! My hands are sweaty.
It's okay. I'll touch
just touch the top. first time I've topped in a while.
No, Lordy. Yes.
Well, let's get into it. We have a lot to talk about. Life is a cabaret. That's what we open up with, Luann. Sona joins in, uninvited. You know, sometimes that happens. You're just, you know, getting down and someone joins in and you're just like, okay, I guess. But she came with, like, the peanut gallery. Ben was laughing his ass off. What do we think about this?
I would have been laughing, too. I am here for Sonia showing up. She was being supportive. She was getting feedback. I
her
loved
best
it.
Episode, I think.
I mean, start to finish.
So good.
So good. Yeah, I was here for it. I mean, I saw no problem. I see, this is where I think Lou is getting too big for her britches. Yeah. And is, you know, just have fun with it. Yeah, she's being a little bit extra. She's being a little obnoxious. But just roll with the punches. Have a good time. Laugh it off. Like, makes it better.
I feel like it's that kind of situation, almost when you're dealing with the bully. Not that she's a bully, but it's kind of like if you show that you're fear,
yeah,
they're going to like harp on it. And Luann was showing that she was bothered. So Sonia was like, I'm going to give it to you even more.
Yeah. I think it's like that relationship that they all have with one another where it's like, oh, I'm bothering you. Okay. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
Exactly.
I'm not touching you. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and yeah. Ben was loving it. I think he was secretly planning his next show, Life with Sonia on the Road. You know, that guy is totally opportunistic.
Oh,
I
he's
think.
Loving his camera time.
Exactly.
Loving like, his camera time.
Queen, please. I see you. Girl, please.
Favorite part was... Yes, queen. Favorite part was when she's like, aren't you getting coffee? No, I'm Postmating it. It's too expensive. That is me every time I do Uber Eats or Postmates. I'm like, oh, $12. Checkout, $27? Like, no.
You're using the wrong apps. That's
Am
why.
I?
Yes, what Uber apps? Eats and especially Postmates. They're super expensive
so
with the delivery fees.
So what am I supposed to be using?
You know what? Y'all need to start paying me if I want to be mentioning y'all's names. Send me some food. But I kind of like Grubhub.
Okay. Yeah. It's just the delivery fee that kills me.
Then don't do Postmates, because Postmates will be like, let me charge you $8 because we're going to have to go to the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pain. It's better than actually getting out of the car. It's better for your driver.
Well, delivery fee in general, and so that's why I appreciated Sonia's remarks.
Oh, my God, was this product placement in the show?
Oh, my God, are we Bravo?
We just got duped.
Oh, my God.
See what happens when your life is Bravo. Hi, I see you guys in the chat. Red Sox Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, L. Calvert.
Thank you.
There's a lot of you guys watching, so say hello. Join in. Make sure to subscribe to two or more of our channels and let us know that you subscribe. We will shout you out on the show because we have a lot to offer here at AfterBuzz TV. We are the ESPN of TV talk. Let's move on. Dorinda is lighting the tree, though.
We have to talk about Luann's comment about Dorinda, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First of all, magnanimous glamour.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. I had to Google that. Did you know what that meant?
No.
Magnanimous.
There was a lot of words tonight that I had to Google.
Generous or forgiving, especially toward a rival or less powerful person. So that was the award that she wants to give Dorinda at her cabaret show.
Yeah, because, that's the joke that she's writing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to be mad about the joke from the cabaret from a year ago, which she's bringing that into the forefront as well.
Yeah, I think, like, Dorinda's been upset about that, and she's over it. And my whole thought was, like, why did he even bring Dorinda back into this, to continue stirring the pot? So, like, Sonia saying, you know, I don't think that's pretty funny. Like, I think that was a good thing.
Yeah, but it just didn't go over well, obviously.
No, and I loved it.
But you know what did go over well? That red dress that she was wearing to the tree lighting ceremony. The ladies made it because it was at a reasonable hour.
Yeah.
It wasn't like asking, come to the club at 1 a.m. This was like a sophisticated event, VIP only.
Yes.
I've been to the tree at Rockefeller Center. Mm-hmm. This wasn't that, was it?
No, I don't know if it was in association with.
Yeah.
But she made it sound like it was more of a socialite, like exclusive NYC type thing.
Yeah. So maybe like a smaller version of the Rockefeller tree. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It looked like a pretty big tree to me, but not as big as the one that everyone goes to.
You're not amongst the peasants. You're with other rich people. I think that's what she was trying to say, but just.
Well, good for her. She went to the better tree.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Ramona's ready to go to Miami, but Luann is being warned, don't mention my name in your show. But Luann doesn't care. Life is a cabaret. She doesn't care.
Doesn't care. I could do whatever I want. Call your lawyers. I can't.
I think the lawyer thing was just a little too much. Like, girl, calm down. It's not that serious.
I would too. I think it foreshadowing later on in the episode when Dorinda's like, you just can't use me to, like, further your agenda. And I think I think Sonia said it, using Dorinda to get laughs in her show. Like, that's what it is. And it's just like, I'm tired of it. We played out Giovanni. You got your Giovanni sponsorships, everything.
Yeah.
Let me live outside of your cabaret.
I just feel like I don't take Luann that serious. Even when she's saying, like, I'll talk about whatever I want. It's just like, I don't believe it. You know what I mean? If this was like a movie or like a script television, I wouldn't believe the actors.
You feel like she's all bark and no bite?
Yeah, really? I wouldn't take her so serious. Like, if Luann was telling me, like, I'll do whatever I want, I'd be like, I'm sure, girl. And like, I've been to your show. You need like 50 people to make it like an actual show. So if you're going to mention my name, I would take it as a compliment. I just don't take it that serious.
I think it's just like you're beating a dead horse. Like, tired of it. I don't want to hear it anymore.
And we've
stop
done this
bringing
before.
Me up.
Yeah, we've,
like,
been to this rodeo.
Like, it's going to be in the press the next day. Like, I don't want to drum this up again.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, so I would be like Ramona. Like, I'm like, I'm ready to go to Miami. It's like Christmas and they're lighting the tree and she's like, I'm ready to go to Miami. And I'm like with Ramona. I'm like, let's go have some fun.
Let's.
I'm over this. Light the tree. Dorinda made it nice. It was cute.
It was very cute. It was very sweet.
Yeah.
It was not
She
too
needed
much
this kind of moment, actually.
Yeah, she did, because after Tinsley got the circus, remember, Dorinda needed something.
And tonight, like, you know, we talked about the dirty martinis flowing the other night, and then we had like a therapy session. This time, I got exactly what I wanted. I wanted drunk women. Mm-hmm. I wanted sloppiness. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to, like, have fun and fall. And they did. They fell.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your prayers were answered. Thank you, Bravo God.
Dorinda. Dorinda. All right. Well, Bethany is over Luann. She's over explaining it. Like, bitch, I got a schedule. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm over explaining to you that I don't want to be out at 2:00 in the morning. Just get over it.
Yeah.
But once again, this is something that I feel like this entire season, even though right now it is absolutely the best show on television. We laughed the entire time.
Oh, I think people were staring at us.
People were mad in the studio because we were cackling.
Definitely obnoxious.
And we were rewinding, doing the thing.
Doing it.
It was so funny. Like, it was just hysterical. They're so drunk.
Highlight of the season.
Completely wasted.
Highlight of the season.
Oh, my God.
It was everything that I needed and more.
But Dorinda brings up the lawyer again and the fact that, you know, Sonia is the manic pill popper. So Bethany is like, I'm ready to pop off. I'm ready to pop off.
See, and I like that. She's self-aware. She knows her limits and her boundaries. And she knows this. I respect a woman that knows.
Here. You see this balance? Thank you, AfterBuzz. You did this right.
I respect a woman that knows, like, yeah, you're pushing me, and I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Like, I am. And I think, too, just even her mentioning Sonia, quote-unquote, using pills, it didn't come from a good place. I think that's the issue. I mean, did she seem kind of manic to you, or were you just loving it? Like, I was loving it.
I was loving it. She did get nasty, but I feel once again, you have to learn how to navigate the boat, baby. Yeah. Especially when everybody's drunk. You know what I mean? You have to be careful with the drunk.
Yeah.
If you come in like a G, they're gonna buck up too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you like laugh and don't take it so serious, and you're like, oh honey, I love you. Like, yeah. You know, you come in with a different approach. I just feel like I would have laughed Sonia off, she would have moved on to somebody else. Yeah. But instead, Luann kind of egged her on. It was a total egg on.
Yeah, no, I agree. And maybe she was a little drunk at the rehearsal. I don't know. But it was like, she did seem a little loose. Like, I don't know what time of day it was.
It was like a plane slowly taking off. And the rehearsal was the takeoff.
Yes, it was fabulous.
And like, by the time we got to Miami, bitch, we're packing. Luann is checking in with her probation officer.
Oh, Lord, that.
Chanel velour bags. Yes, Tinsley. This Miami house is gorgeous. But you know what, though?
Hmm.
I would have fell into those pools, those walkway pools.
Yeah.
Bitch, I would have been drunk in my heels and just fell over.
That's not safe. Yes, I agree. I would. I definitely did some falling in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm with you.
You fell in Mexico?
I had a lot of things happen in Mexico.
I'm just glad you're here. You're not on the show Naked and Afraid, and you're not on Locked Up Abroad.
No, that did not happen. I was a good time. I was a,
You said I was a good time.
Yeah,
were you a fun time, Sally?
I was a fun time, Sally. I'm trying to figure out which girl I could relate myself to.
Vicky from the OC.
I was definitely whooping it up.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
I was whooping it up. There we go. We'll say that.
Well, we're in Miami now. Obviously, the drinks are flowing, and Harry is making out with Ramona. Okay, I have a picture for you guys. I'm going to give time for Ryan to pull it up. It's a TMZ photo. There it is. Ah! Oh, my God. It's Ramona and freaking Harry making out. How disgusting is this photo?
It's literally face to face.
They're sucking each other's faces.
And it's just disgusting. The mouths are wide open. The tongues are going.
A vodka-fueled, drunk, sloppy two people in their 50s making out.
60s.
70s.
Gross. It is by far.
The Regency Part 3.
The ugliest looking makeout session I think I've ever seen. Oh my God.
Well, it came back to Sonia that this happened. She threw up in her mouth and she said she might be allergic to his sperm. Girl, you're allergic to sperm? I feel bad for you.
Just his, though. She said his
just
sperm.
Just yours specifically. She said I'm his. Allergic to your sperm specifically.
I love that.
That's why I'm done with you.
The Sonia Ramona Harry talk didn't sound like a conversation that their daughter should have been having and not. Right? Like, I was like, not to like age shame, but I'm like, this is like a little bit weird.
Yeah.
You guys are like literally fighting over a 60-something year old man.
So gross.
So gross.
He is literally like a rash that won't go away.
Yeah.
He keeps popping up every couple seasons.
Not here for it.
Go away.
And I didn't realize that she's known him for so long. Sonia.
Yeah.
Hey, Stacey. Hey, Deborah. Hey, El Cavert. Love you guys.
Harry needs to find a new pun to be the scum in. I agree, girl. Yeah. God, go away. Well, the drinks are flowing, and while this is happening, Ramona is torturing the staff. Sonia is trying to sleep with the staff. That would be me. I would be totally drunk and probably sleeping with any type of Mexican that was wandering around there. That was hilarious. Sonia was like, come here. You're fantastic. And he looked completely uncomfortable, excited, aroused, confused.
Her chicken cutlet was hanging out. Like her breast breast thing was coming out.
It was so freaking hysterical.
I died. When he's like,
so funny.
The other one was like, oh, we have blowouts coming for you guys. I'll take the first word, just remove the second. And I was like, oh my God, Sonia, don't.
I don't know why I was drawn to that bald man with big lips. You were like, no. I've been to Europe many times.
It just wasn't my type.
I've been wined and dined in some dark corner in Scotland by some Spanish man. You know, oh,
the life you live. We need. I need to know more.
That's all where it went.
That's all. Yeah. It just ended there.
I left after
that. You didn't end up in someone's.
I was like, you know what? That was enough for the blog. I got enough material.
You didn't go in someone else's hotel room.
Oh no, no, no! Oh, go no, girl, no. I don't want to like to end up on Locked Up Abroad.
Okay. Just. Check in.
Especially, you know, I travel alone. You know what I mean?
You?
Yes.
Oh, okay, honey.
No, my sister was wrong.
Okay.
we're just messing with you. We met lots of amazing people, but we don't torture them and we don't get drunk with them. Well, we do get drunk with them, but we don't freak out and we don't become manic and we don't make people think that we're on pills. We're just plain old drunks.
A good time.
Yeah.
A good time. I love Red Sox Sarah. I wish they would have interviewed the staff. I am kind of curious, like, as Sonia was hugging that man, like, what his thoughts were in that. Like, I wish they gave him a confessional.
Well, Bravo does have a show like that. It's called Below Deck. It is all about just the staff talking about the guests.
They should do a Below Deck New York, like, crossover.
Oh, no, like Below Deck and Below Deck crossover, you mean?
No, like Below Deck and Real Housewives of New York crossover. Mykonos? Well,
they've had that kind of. The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Cynthia went.
No, I want all the Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, my God. They would quit.
All the alcohol in the world.
They would quit.
I would watch that.
You guys need to stay tuned to my show. It's Bravo Bitch with Hollywood Leon on Wednesdays. I'm going to have some Below Deck stars. I'm telling you guys. Gonna be off the chain. Make sure to check it out. It's gonna be so good.
So good, clean.
I love Below Deck. I need to get on that.
I
think it would be so amazing if Real Housewives of New York City went on that show. It would be out of control. We've seen these women on boats.
Yes.
They know my music.
Oh my God. When I was in Mexico and we did a boat thing, like I did have flashes of the Cartagena boat and I was a little bit nervous.
Did you pee on the seat?
No, I didn't. But my. I'll say this on camera. But no, I didn't.
Oh, but you threw up everywhere.
My friend had an issue.
Oh, your friend pooped on you?
Okay, moving on.
Well, let's invite some guys. Like, Sonia is mouthing off. She's trying to make out with Tinsley and the staff. You know, everyone's going. You know, and Luann's like, I might be sober, but I'm horny. And guess what? Luann is back. She's like, let's invite some guys over. I'm like, bitch, yes. Yeah, that's why you're my freaking favorite. She is back.
She had a moment for you.
She's like, let's invite some guys over. I'm like, yes, I love her.
Plummeted right back down to the depths.
She was being attacked by everybody. Let's get into that.
We're going to have a Luann apologist over
here? But you know what, though? She was sober, and she could have actually made it. She could have turned the whole thing around. But instead, I don't think she handled it right. But at the same time, she was sober, and she was just sitting there.
I mean, I do understand being the, like, only sober person in the room of a bunch of drunk people. And, like,
it's ridiculous. I would have been laughing at them.
But she still has that, like, one pretentious attitude. Like, when she told Dorinda, like, you're having crazy eyes, like, she still has that, like, I'm not drinking, so I'm better and smarter than you.
She's egging them on.
Yeah, and then she also has the, like,
I'm not saying she's handling it right.
Cabaret is my life type thing. So it's just, like, this, like, oozing pretentious attitude that's just coming out.
Why can't we laugh at it, though? I would be like, you are so delusional and hilarious.
Because Sonia was right, and I was actually impressed with how drunk Sonia was, like, literally eating mushrooms out of the serving spoon, but so able to, like, properly articulate how she
was
feeling.
Tinsley was like, she articulated it perfectly. I'm thinking, she did, but
she did.
That bitch was hella drunk.
Like, if she was...
Dorinda!
If her eyes weren't glossed over, if she wasn't slurring, like, she, it would have been great.
She's like, you know? Get off your high horse!
But no, she was right!
No, everything she said made sense, but Dorinda was right as well. When Sonia drinks, her pain comes out.
Yeah.
You know, because she's been hurt. But, if we're gonna talk about facts, Dorinda, when you drink... Your anger comes out. She jumped into the ring too. And get my lawyer.
Anytime.
I mention my name. And get my lawyer. And get check ahead using my name.
Anytime the Dorinda hand comes out, I am like, yes. And she does it like, and I just it gives me life. I don't care if she's right. I don't care if she's wrong.
If you're listening to us on iTunes. You're welcome.
Yeah.
If you're watching us, I apologize for my facial expressions. I'm sure I look crazy.
Cabaret is her new addiction. Yes, it is.
I know. You guys, I know she's annoying, but I don't know. I just couldn't take someone serious like that. If you mentioned life was a cabaret every 5 seconds, I would be like, bitch, you're crazy and you need to be on medication.
I mean, I think
it would get old. I understand.
It would. And I think the way that in which she should have handled it is, like, because, I mean, Dorinda was right. Just say you're sorry, you hurt her feelings, and move on.
Yeah.
We'll talk about tomorrow when she's not drunk and falling on her face. Like, just say I'm sorry and move it on. Like, that's all she really had to do. Yeah. But she's just too, you know.
Well, Luann is sober and Sonia and everyone in the entire room was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
The points were valid, though. There mm-hmm. is hurt there. There are facts there. And that's why I feel like Luann didn't handle it right, because she could probably see through all that Grey Goose. If you just wipe away all those Tito's and Cosmos and martinis, the facts are that, you know, someone's hurt and it's your friend.
Yeah.
And you should just be like, look, I know you're drunk and you're probably acting crazy and you are crazy, but I'm sorry if, like, you're hurt, because we're in Miami and I love you. And, like,
I totally agree.
You know what I mean?
I get it. And then I also found this interesting. This is the second episode in a row when Luann was, quote unquote, under attack, and Barbara, her bulldog,
she hasn't said anything.
No, she looks thoroughly entertained.
It's like she's not even there. Like, yes. She's like one of us
watching. And
she's a fan, and she won the ultimate contest. She gets to be in the room with them while they fight. She's not saying jack.
Yeah, no, that like legitimately upset me. Like not even like
real.
Take a side. I don't care whose side you're on. Just
say
take
something.
A side.
Take a platform.
Yes, like, or be like Ramona. Get Andy, up and walk away because you're
me
so
a housewife. I would say something like the freaking. The Tej said more than her.
Yeah.
You know who Tej is?
Oh, God.
The little pot-bellied server that Sonia was kissing. Like, MVP to Tej. Like, honestly, like, give us something.
Yeah, she's not. And she literally is watching as if she is on TV.
Other than turtleneck
sweaters. Like, yeah, no.
Maybe
it's
why
annoying.
She couldn't talk. She was being suffocated by her turtleneck sweaters.
I think it's because she legitimately was like, oh my God, I'm on a TV show and they're actually fighting. Like, this is how it actually is.
We have a picture of the ladies in Miami while they're not completely wasted. Let's pull it up. Let's pull a beautiful moment and give you guys some positivity. Look how beautiful they look.
This is next week's episode, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like the weather passes and they look gorgeous.
They do look great.
Can we zoom in a tiny bit so we can look at the details of the fashion? Oh, yeah. Okay, so
I love Bethany's skirt.
I love Sonia's dress. I would wear that. Barbara looks like she finally is stepping it up a tiny bit.
Yeah, Barbara looks cute.
Oh, I don't like the length. It should have went all the way down.
No, I like the ankle length.
Well, it depends.
Maybe it's the shoe.
It depends on the shoe. She looks like she's wearing wedges.
Yeah.
I do like Bethany's dress.
I like Bethany's look. Who's that in the leopard?
Yeah, who's
is
on
that
the right?
Dorinda, I think, maybe?
I love, love, love Tinsley's dress.
Little and strapless cutie.
I don't really like Dorinda.
I like Dorinda.
It's always animal print with Dorinda.
I love animal print. I don't like Luann's. It's a little too plain Jane.
Animal print is just so, like, Khloe Kardashian, the 2000s era.
No, it's not. If it's worn correctly, and that's worn correctly. Slash, I was already thinking about buying my next animal print skirt, so thanks, jerk.
All right, well, let's pull out. That was our little fashion segment for you guys. God, we're just giving you guys so much tonight. Ooh! All right. Well, you took this guy and that guy, and it's all coming out, you guys. Everyone starts attacking. And she does the right thing. At the end, she leaves. You know what I mean? If you can't, like, you can't explain anything to them at that point.
No, you can't. But, at the same time, like,
you could just say sorry and defuse the whole thing.
And not to just put it all on Luann. Like, Sonia was also giving it to Ramona, too. And, I mean, she...
Ramona was totally pulling a Barbara, too.
What did she say? You guys, you two are living in my backyard, bitches. Like, I was like, yes, Sonia. Yes. Like, it makes sense. And she always goes,
Ramona takes my guys, but Luann fucks my guys.
Yeah, used guys, fucked up guys, guys you already fucked. And I was like, oh my God, Sonia.
I know.
Like, she was giving it.
She was out of control.
I loved it. And to Dorinda's point, though, it's like, yeah, her feelings are hurt. You guys have been taking every guy that she's been dating or whatever, and like hooking up with them, and it's a girl code. Like, and slash, that's disgusting.
Why are they
like
just sharing Harry?
And it's this like
so gross,
dirty social climbing cesspool that they're just sleeping out of.
You know what? I've been to New York. Like, you guys, if you just leave the Regency, you can find there's an entire metropolis of men everywhere. Trust me, I've done the legwork. Like, you can, you don't have to have Harry or freaking bald Tom.
Yeah.
Like, leave the Regency.
Yeah, it's gross. I don't understand why they all sleep with the same men. Like, it's just like, is it like, ugh, is it like a dog peeing
on a fire
hydrant?
Is there like no one on the Upper East Side?
I mean,
everyone else is married.
Chuck Bass's dad, he could get it.
Who?
Chuck Bass, Upper East Side, Gossip Girl.
Okay, now you've lost me.
Did you not watch
Gossip Girl? Yeah, I know everyone's beautiful on that show, but I did not get into it. I just do reality trash. The only type of... Yeah, thank you. The only type of shows that I do like that are the ones that I'm on.
Oh, okay, excuse me. Check shameless me plug.
HBO. Google me, you'll find it. Anyways, Bethany arrives, and of course, she's like, oh, I'm down to invade as well.
I loved it. I loved her intro.
But I'm here to talk. Not listen. Okay, Luann, I would have been like, bitch, get out of my room. I don't care if I am wrong and I'm the most horrible friend in the world. Like, they just did some things. I know you guys are going to hate me for sticking up for Luann, but there's just some things that I would just not let slide. You're just, you haven't even been here the whole time and you're not even going to say hi to me. You're just going to roll up and be like, I'm here to talk, not listen.
Okay.
I'd be like, bitch, get the fuck out of my room.
Ooh, guys.
Oops, sorry. That was wrong of me to say. We're going to make this episode explicit. Sorry.
Guys, in the
get
chat.
Get the kids out of the room.
Let us know whose side you're on. If this is like team everybody else or team Luann. I'm curious because like, like if Luann has some people on his side with this, like I'll take it. If you guys agree with something that Luann's saying, like let me know because I
look. I'm not
am
saying,
totally against it.
I'm not saying Luann is right. I'm just saying there are some things that like if all these people were yelling at me, I would have gotten buck wild. Then if I went into my room and someone just rolled up in there and was like, I'm here to tell you off, I'd be like, no, you're not actually. Get out of my room. Like, I'm a grown woman of 50 years old. Get out of my room.
I mean, sure, but she didn't because I think she knows she's wrong.
Well, she is wrong, but I'm just saying there's like some things, there's some things that need to be recognized that, you know, everybody was freaking drunk. So you guys get a little pass.
But
eventually, someone's going to snap and be like, look, get your drunk booty out of my roomie. Thank you, loony.
I did agree with Bethany.
I'm done cursing, sorry.
With Bethany. First, she wasn't drunk. And I did agree and I did appreciate the fact that she was like, you know, I'm not going to talk about her at this table with all you guys. I'm going to get up and actually go and tell her exactly what I'm going to say at this table to her face. Like, I did appreciate that.
I know, but it was so Bethany. And it was so Bethany. Oh, let me just get up and announce to everyone, I'm not going to talk behind her back. I'm going to go say it to her face. Like, I'm just going to, I'm just going to do what you're going to do. Like, Bethany.
I was here for it. I loved it. And I loved her dress. She looked fabulous.
Take. Once again, everything she said, yes, I agree with. Luann is crazy and she thinks that everyone is in her show. Nobody wants to go to your show five times a week.
Or five times a month. Do you think we wanted to go to the cabaret five times in a month?
I would love to go to the cabaret five times a month.
Her cabaret? You hated it.
No, a cabaret, in general.
Okay, but not hers.
Like, if I could go to a cabaret every week, that'd be fun.
But not Luann's?
No, not Luann's, no.
Okay.
Luann barely has a cabaret, you guys. Like, I've been to it. She sings three songs.
And it's just...
The rest of the time, it's talking, and it's not even her. It's other people. Countess and Friends. That's what the show's called.
I mean, she's selling out arenas.
Good for her. This is why I live for it. I'm like, girl, you so drunk, falling in the bushes. Now you got your own show. Now you calling the probation officer. Like, it's funny. You guys, it's TV. Let's not take it so serious.
It's funny. It's just exhausting.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
That I mean, it's exhausting being this white privilege. You know they get mad when we say that. Someone's going to be
they?
Like, Well, someone commented, I don't like when you guys bring up white privilege.
It is the epitome of white privilege. She's like,
because not all of us are horrible.
I'm not talking about you. I am talking about this rich bitch that went to Miami, got drunk, got arrested, and is thinking she could be all around the town and have no responsibilities.
Welcome to Miami.
If that was Portia, if that was Nene, if that was someone else, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah. And she really does only like 3 songs, you guys. I'm not even joking. Even when she teases, like, she's gonna, like, when she did, like, I think she rehearsed L-O-V-E on the show, like, mm-hmm. L is for the way.
Oh, yeah, she didn't do that song?
She does that part for, like, half a second, and then she goes into this talking mode, this whole monologue.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, I fought the law, and the law won. Yeah, and I was arrested, blah, blah. And she goes into these, like, monologues. It's, you know what I mean? The only full songs she does are, like, Chic C'est la vie, Simone, Simone, you know?
Yeah.
And Money Can't Buy You Class.
I know that one. I don't really listen to Chic C'est. She's not my type of
music.
Actually,
it's the same song, actually. And she teases, like, she's not going to do that one. She's like, good night, everybody. And everyone's like, we paid $79. And then she comes out and does Money Can't Buy You Class. And we're like, oh, thank God. Because we would have all rioted. The gays would have been uproared.
I wonder how much the tickets cost now.
Well, Ramona, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, hopefully.
If they're bigger venues, they have to be more.
Actually, well, I don't think so.
No?
You would, I would think business-wise, if you're doing a bigger theater, make the tickets a little bit cheaper. So there's more incentive to buy.
I'm curious. I'm going to look it up. If anyone's gone to a show, drop us a little note how much you paid for your tickets recently.
I paid like $79, so with tax, it was like $1. And when you get there, they're like, you need to buy drinks. It's like a 2-drink minimum.
Oh.
Because you, like, need to have some sort of
have to pay the
alcohol
bar,
into you to enjoy the show.
Okay, that's why.
The place is like, please give us some money. Look what we're hosting over here. Well, Ramona did say a couple funny things like, you shot your wad too early, girls. She was ready to go out. She's like, Tinsley, I'm going out. Like, Sonia's going crazy. Bethany's here. She just went off Luann. And now she's like, you know what? I see what's been going on here. Sonia, you need to go to bed. And obviously she doesn't. And she falls really hard on the floor. The entire place is made out of white ceramic. So when you like drop anything, it's really loud.
Yeah.
So imagine her whole face, body, sliding off the kitchen table and falling flat on the floor.
But right before she does that, she said, I'm gonna knock you out.
Mama said, knock you out. Mama said, knock you out. And Bethany was L. Cool J, and she was doing the rap. And she's like, Mama said, knock you out. And then Sonya's like, I'm gonna be in the video. She was the drunk extra, and Bethany's like, boom, no. Yeah, and then before she could even punch her, she fell really hard.
The floor beat her to it.
Dorinda! She was starting to turn, though. She was crazy.
Dorinda or Sonia?
No, Sonia.
Oh, yeah, no. She wasn't starting to turn. She already turned. Yeah.
Dorinda was drunk, but she was like on an, like a smooth playing field kind of drunk. You know what she was? She was on cruise control.
She was on cruise control. And then there was also someone drunker than her.
Because she was drinking wine. She was drinking wine. If she would have been drinking dirty martinis, ooh.
And then Sonia started off with wine, I think, and then moved over to liquor, which just you can't mix.
Sonia was drinking everything.
Yeah,
she was like devouring the welcome drinks, which is just like sugar. It's a welcome drink. You know, when you arrive at the resort, they give you a welcome drink.
And you only need one. You don't need multiple.
And you just take a sip and you're like, thank you. Thanks, Juan. And then, like, you go to your room. I only said that because she went to Mexico. Right?
I did go to Mexico.
Exactly. And I'm Mexican. Just kidding. All right. Let's get into news and gossip.
Yeah. AfterBuzz TV News.
shelves.
Okay, guys. So prior to Memorial Day weekend, Luann felt the cold steel of handcuffs Thursday, but she's not going back to jail for violating her probation by downing a couple of mimosas. Yeah, so Luann was back in court because she violated her probation. She said that she had two glasses of mimosas after a performance in Chicago. And she also hasn't been going to her AA classes like she should be going to. We're told the court didn't believe she was taking her probation seriously, so the judge ordered additional probation conditions for Luann. They include keeping a breathalyzer in her car, weekly telephone counseling, monthly in-person meetings with a psychiatrist, and taking the prescription drug Anabuse, which treats alcoholism.
Oh, oh, that's not good, because if she relapses, she'll have a horrible reaction to it.
Oh, really?
There was a guy at my job who drank on the job while we were working, and he was on that pill, and he had a seizure, and the ambulance came.
Oh.
Drama!
So that's what that is. Boo. A rep for Luann tells TMZ she looks forward to completing the last couple of months of her probation and putting the entire situation behind her and moving on with her life. Rumors have also been swirling about Luann possibly not returning to Real Housewives in New York, per producers not wanting her back on the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Yes, I agree. Sources close to the Real Housewives in New York production tell TMZ, Luann's position and security on the show are stronger as ever, despite the fact she continues to run into trouble while on probation for her drunken arrest 17 months ago. I personally think she should maybe take a step away from being on camera and fully focus on herself and her sobriety and then maybe come back stronger than ever. I don't think the show's the right platform for her right now.
Well, the thing is, usually they do have a little hiatus, but right now, since she's like hot, they're just filming them 24/7 right now.
Yeah, I feel like recently with all the franchises, they've been filming pretty close. Yeah, so it's like after...
I blame social media.
It is social media. It is. We constantly have to keep up with these women because they do live their life so publicly.
We don't want to wait a whole freaking year.
No, we want to know now. And I am a little bit upset. Maybe this comes out at the reunion, but that her probation hearing happened after the reunion was taped. Like, I feel like she always comes out.
She always does
she
that.
She always comes out unscathed. Like, the rehab, like, everything. Her divorce from Tom always happens after the reunion's taped. So she, like, it pisses me off.
So we always get to, like, see her in... I think it's Bravo, honestly. They're protecting that commodity, even though they're exploiting it. They also got to, like, keep it alive. You can't break it down all the way. You know what I mean?
I guess.
She's sitting at the top of the freaking reunion seating. It's her and Bethany at the very top. You know what that means. You know what I'm kind of weirded about?
What?
We talked about this on It's Bravo, bitch. Ramona is at the very bottom.
What's that weird you out?
Because Ramona has never been in the corner.
Well, that's like somewhere
for Tinsley to be.
Wasn't she? They seat them according to how much drama they have.
Yeah,
in the season.
And Ramona, she's never been at the very end of the couch.
Because she hasn't really had that much conflict with anyone this season.
I know. She's all about, let's go out. I'm ready to go. Let's meet some guys. Everybody is single.
Everyone is single except for technically Dorinda, but she acts like she doesn't really care for Tom, so she's kind of single.
Dorinda's like, I don't know. She's her relationship with John is so weird. It's very unsettled. But they go to Miami next week, and hopefully they'll have a good time. Let's bring up some tweets because we're talking about it. Make sure to follow me at Hollywood Leanne on Twitter. If you want to get featured in our Twitter segment, make sure to tweet at AfterBuzzTV, hashtag, you know, RHONY. Yeah. Let us know, and we'll put the tweet on our show. We will shout you out.
Rahoney.
Our first tweet is from Michael Rappaport.
Obviously,
a Bravo family member, one of Andy's closest advisors.
Love him.
Straight big brother at Michael Rappaport. He says, life will take you up and down, but hashtag RHONY will always bring me joy. It's the best antidepressant in the world.
Love him.
It seriously is so funny. It is one of the best shows on television. They never disappoint.
They never disappoint. Dustin went to get me Starbucks in the morning one morning, and Michael Rappaport was there. I was getting dressed, and I nearly just left the house just so I could talk Real Housewives of any franchise with him.
Did you make it?
No, because I was already running late for work, and I was like, I didn't even have my makeup finished.
That sucks.
Yeah, I was really upset.
Maybe we can get him on the show. The next tweet is by a gay prep owl, a southern gay socialite, and he says, "Dear Luann, life is not a cabaret. Sincerely, the world."
It really isn't.
A message from the world. Life is not a cabaret.
What did Bethany say to Barbara? Like, I know you're the cult leader of the cabaret or something like that.
I know you're the cult leader of the cabaret, but like, calm down, all right? You know what I mean? It's just a little too much, you know? I'm not going to say it to her face, yeah. You know? I'm not gonna say it behind her back, you know? It's just enough, you know? She's crazy.
You know?
The next one is by yours truly at Hollywood Leanne, and I just wanted to, like, support Sonia. So I tweeted, "I always try and sleep with the staff too, Sonia Morgan." Because it's true. Like, Sonia really was the best part of the episode. And when she was trying to make out with Tinsley and the staff members and create an entire triage menage a trois in the kitchen, I almost peed my pants laughing.
I mean, I almost peed my pants the entire episode. But so, Ramona also, like, "You see this? My legs look great in these. And you see this tank top? My boobs look great in these."
Ramona, we know your body looks amazing, okay? It's been looking amazing. Good for you. Is that all the tweets we have? I guess so.
That's all we got, yeah. Your tweet makes me a little nervous.
Well, I'm just being real. I'm just kidding. You know, when the booze starts flowing, you never know what's going to happen, especially with the ladies of New York City. Make sure to keep up with us. We'll be here every single Wednesday. Predictions, maybe?
I mean, I think...
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Hey there. I think that, like, literally everyone's going to be against... And I think Barbara will be the last one to fall, but everyone's going to be against Luann come reunion, and it's just going to be a bloodbath.
I'm predicting for the reunion.
Yeah, I mean, I think we already kind of see where things are going. Like, yeah. I don't have, like, any specific... Oh, and I'm looking forward to Mario and Ramona next week.
That's going to be fun. Yeah. I predict that Ramona is going to be a big old ham. These men are going to be in the house, and she's going to be like, oh, no, it's not about me, but it is about me. No, it's not about me. Yes, that's my ex-husband. Yes, this is my date. Maybe you guys can both do me tonight. Because my body's amazing. Turtle time.
Turtle time.
Yes. Make sure to check us out. We'll be here every single Wednesday at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure to check out my show. It's Bravo Bitch with Hollywood Leanne. Every single Wednesday, it's brand spanking new. We're going to have all these amazing guests. We're going to have AfterBuzz panelists rolling through there. It's going to be a big revolving door of men, women, animals. Because we love animals. Mm-hmm. I want to bring a dog in the studio.
I brought Kobe once.
You did?
Yeah.
I want to bring my dog in the studio.
He just sat right there. Like a good boy.
I wonder if she would... The thing is, like, when she doesn't know somewhere, she'll just stand the whole time.
Oh, Kobe?
And I'm like, sit down. Like, relax. And she'd probably just stand the whole time.
He was just looking at me.
really my dog cute. Is so weird. Make sure to follow her at... Fiona the Schnauzer.
Oh, okay. Well, if we're going to do some dog plugs, make sure to follow my little pup, Kobe Runs LA. And follow me on Instagram, guys. C_S Jones. You'll see all my fun Cabo adventures.
Yes. I'm at Hollywood Leanne. Bye, After Buzzers.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.